And time now to check in with our Hollywood insider, Lisa Johnson-Mandel from AtHomeInHollywood.com to talk about a couple of films, as she put it, a couple of small films opening big this weekend. Happy Friday, Lisa.
Happy Friday to you, too. Did someone say tequila?
Yes. More tequila.
Happy, happy Friday. Yeah, that makes it even better.
All right. Are you a big tequila fan?
Not a huge tequila fan.
Yeah.
I'm maybe a small tequila fan.
So let's put it this way, you don't mind a little salt on your rim.
Rim shot right there.
There you go. All right, so we've got three films, actually. Leap, Birth of the Dragon, and All Saints. So should we leap right in?
Why not? Okay, Leap, yeah, it's cute, it's different, and it has the catchy girl anthems by Carly Rae Jepsen. It's definitely a girl film. It's animated, of course, and it's about a couple of young orphans who run away to Paris and pursue their dreams. One is an inventor and the other as a prima ballerina, and of course there are obstacles. The voices that you would recognize are Elle Fanning, Mel Brooks, and Kate McKinnon. So, it's not the best animated film. It's not the worst animated film. Has a good message.
Monica, I'm just saying we haven't heard anything about these three films.
Yeah, they're small films. None of them are from major studios. There's not one major studio release this weekend. Well, All Saints is from a division of Sony, and it's a faith-based film. And I'm kind of a sucker for a weepy bit of inspiration, so you know. And it's based on a true story, and it stars John Corbett as a preacher, and he's sent to shut down a church with a dwindling congregation. But then a group of scrappy Southeast Asian refugees come along, and they have the power to save the day. So that's one for the faith-based people. And if you're not, well, you don't have to go see it. But I think this is one that can be enjoyed by pretty much a broad audience. And then there's also Birth of the Dragon. And if you like Bruce Lee kung fu movies, this is for you. Because this one is also loosely based on a true story. It takes us back to the 1960s and the controversial showdown between up-and-coming Bruce Lee and kung fu master Wong Jack Man. And fans, this is legendary.
Is he any relation to Hugh Jackman?
Funny. That's
no, sorry.
Good. I haven't heard that one before. That's good. Yeah, fans are still debating the outcome of this. And the people who know more than I do about the genre say the fight scenes are really well choreographed. So if you're into kung fu, that's what you want. And the rest of us are going to be at home on Sunday night watching the last episode of Season 7 of Game of Thrones.
You're probably right about that.
Big event.
And
yeah.
Making our own popcorn.
Exactly.
For a lot less
some
money.
Decent things on TV. Yeah, decent things on TV this weekend. You can binge watch, catch up on some shows like Ray Donovan, Room 104 on Netflix, or Amazon's The Last Tycoon, which is based on the F. Scott Fitzgerald novel.
All right, very good. There we have it. The sum and substance of viewing this weekend, viewing possibilities, from our Hollywood insider, Lisa Johnson-Mandel from AtHomeInHollywood.com. You can also follow Lisa on Facebook and Twitter. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You got it.
All
thanks.
Right, take care.